The Bill Shakespeare Project presents This Week in Shakespeare for the week ending Monday, February 27th, 2017. Hola, Bartophiles, and welcome to the 142nd episode of This Week in Shakespeare, a podcast brought to you by the Bill Shakespeare Project. This is our weekly opportunity to let you know about the latest and greatest in Willie Shakespeare headlines coming at you every Tuesday. The goal here is to hit you with a quick blast, no more than 10 minutes tops, of Bard-related news. Plus, we'll try to serve up some historical dates for what were the past 7 days of the year. So, this week's news stories included: The Gateway Online from Canada ran a story on the upcoming 29th season of the Free Will Shakespeare Festival in Edmonton, Ontario, this year including Romeo and Juliet and Love's Labor's Lost. The News Miner of Interior Alaska ran a piece on the recent Bardathon 18, at which all of the plays were read aloud 24 hours a day for 8 straight days. WABI in Bangor, Maine, ran a nice piece on Shakespeare Day at the Penobscot Theatre, which is introducing Shakespeare to children. Star News Online ran a piece on the director of the upcoming production of The Comedy of Errors by Dramtree Shakespeare, and the search for stupid human and pet tricks for the show, which will take place in Wilmington, North Carolina. ICFlorida.com ran the announcement by Orlando Shakespeare Theater of their 2017 and 18 season, which will include Twelfth Night and an all-female Timon of Athens. Varsity ran a great think piece on the argument over anti-black racism in Shakespeare. App.com previewed 2 productions by Two River Theater in Red Bank, New Jersey, The Merry Wives of Windsor and A Little Shakespeare, starting this weekend and running through the end of next month. The Midland Reporter-Telegram previewed this weekend's upcoming Odessa Shakespeare Festival in West Texas. And finally, Haaretz in Israel reviewed As You Like It by Kamari Theater, running through Tel Aviv through last weekend, calling it a 100-minute celebration of life. Now let's take a look back on the last 7 days and how they relate to Shakespearean history, both his and the history in his plays. 2 items of note for February 21st. In 1431, Joan of Arc had her first day of interrogation after captured by the English. She would be tried and executed for heresy, as seen in the first part of Henry VI. And in 1437, James I of Scotland died. James was uncrowned for the first 18 years of his reign, as he was a prisoner of the British at the time. He was finally ransomed in 1424, just after he married Joan Beaufort, who was the granddaughter of John of Gaunt, who, as marriages would have it, would also be the grandfather of the English king at the time, Henry V. Around February 22nd, 47 BC, the Battle of the Nile occurred. Julius Caesar's Roman army, following his victory over Pompey, joined forces with those of the 22-year-old Queen of Egypt, Cleopatra, to defeat those of her brother, Ptolemy XIII, to end the Egyptian civil war. This victory put Cleopatra on the throne, and as rumor would have it, into Caesar's bed. On February 23rd, 1685, George Handel was born. The composer of The Messiah, he was called, by George III, the Shakespeare of Music. On February 24th, 1998, Sir Elton John was knighted. His Shakespearean connection? Follow along. He wrote songs for Disney's The Lion King, which is basically Hamlet in the Animal Kingdom, only with a much happier ending. On February 25th, 1601, Robert Devereux, 2nd Earl of Essex, was executed for treason against Elizabeth I after an attempted coup d'etat a year earlier. Remember, too, that his supporters had paid for a performance of Shakespeare's Richard II before that failed coup. On February 26, 1564, Christopher Marlowe, English playwright and contemporary of Shakespeare, was baptized in Canterbury. His plays included Dr. Faustus and The Jew of Malta. On February 27, 1902, American writer and novelist John Steinbeck was born. His last novel, written in 1961, was titled The Winter of Our Discontent, a reference to the opening line of Shakespeare's Richard III. And that, my friends, was your Week in Shakespeare. Been listening to the Bill Shakespeare Project presentation of This Week in Shakespeare for the week ending February 27th, 2017. For our blog and previous Twiz episodes, including links to the news stories we've covered, as well as the real Bill Shakespeare Project podcast, check us out at thebillshakespeareproject.com. And we'll catch you next week.